Shir for Klav, is Kadei Little Blood, Parsha Katana, Ein Tesam and Beis. Veraminu, the Mor says, I'm going to ask you a stira, because there's a Braisa which says, Klav, Viduch Sustus, Kadei Little Blood of Mezuzah. Now, we're going to meet three different types of parchment in this page. Three types of parchment are referred to as Gavil, the Mor quotes the Braisa, talks about them further down the page. There's Gavil. Gavil is the full hide of the animal, which has been processed. It's also possible to actually peel apart two layers. There's an outer layer of the hide and an inner layer of the hide. Outer layer being closer to where the hair is, inner layer being closer to where the flesh of the animal is. The outer layer is when you split the two apart. So duchsustus is considered the inner layer. It comes from the word duch means place, and sustus was in Greek sustus meant meat, so it was a place where the meat was. And then there's klaf, which is the outer layer. We'll see. There's a difference in duchsustus and klaf. We're going to discuss. In the outer layer, the mukam sar, which means the outer side of the outer layer, or the mukam basa, which is the inner side of the outer layer. Duchsustus, you're going to have mukam sar, which means the outer layer of the outer side of the duchsustus, or the mukam basa, which is the inner side of the duchsustus. Okay, so this brisa says klaf, which is going to be the outer layer of the parchment, the duchsustus, or duchsustus, which is the inner layer, the shear. For Hutzah is creditable of mezuzah.
Now, all these kasha to write.
We'll see that's going to come up in the Gemara. What their kasha for use, to use for. So the share for both of those is like a mezuzah. The creditable of mezuzah, which is Shema and Hayim Shemaya, and our Mishnah says just the share is only Shema by itself without Hayim Shemaya. Some more answers. My mezuzah shebet tefillin. It means the parchment which you put into the tefillin. Rekar lehu tefillin mezuzah. Do we ever have a place where we refer to the in the shalrosh, which is the different compartments? Each one gets its own piece of parchment. Do we refer to those pieces of parchment as mezuzah? Versus in? Yes, we do. Hatanya, we have a source and a brisa that we do. The brisa says the following. This brisa is dealing with some of the things that are matami chasam or misakin. We had in the first parak that because people used to mistakenly say, well, truma is kurdish and sefer is kurdish, so let's store the truma and the swarm together. The achborim would come and eat the truma and damage the swarm. So the chamor misakin that. Svarim create tuma for truma and truma. So what about tefillin? So it says ritzuas tefillin, imat tefillin mitamas esiyadaim. The tefillin ritzuas of the tefillin when they're with the tefillin already, they're attached to the tefillin. Avalach of tumas yadaim, they mitamat truma, and yadaim regards the truma. Ritzuas by themselves, it sounds like would be not. But once you have the ritzuah attached to the tefillin, even if the ritzuah touches, not without touching the tefillin, a person who touches the ritzuah will have tumah. If the answer name is Thomas, it's Yadayim. But if the ritzuah is not attached to the tefillin, it's not Thomas, it's Yadayim. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Amar Mishum Rav Shimon, and again, the ritzuah tahor, Ashiyiga b'ketzitza. He's only told maybe he touches the ketzitza, which is the actual bias of the tefillin. Rabbi Zaki says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Tohor, it's Torah, Shayiga, but Mezuzah Atma. The Tuma, because the Chomer Mezakin Tuma on Svorim, which would be the parchment. So he's Torah until he touches the actual parchment. So if a person would open the tefillin and touch the parchment, for whatever reason, so then he'd be Tumah. So you see that the Braisa refers to the parchment and the tefillin, it's called Mezuzah. So we're also, when it says Mezuzah, it means a Mezuzah Shebet Tefillin. The Mor says that's not going to work. because in that brisa which we quoted, which we asked as a question on our Mishnah, and that brisa it says, "Vahomi diktoni sefer." The brisa continues, and it says in the sefer of the brisa, it says, "Klav kreilitu b'lov parsha ketana shebetfilin shehishma Yisrael." It continues and it says that, but the shear for klav is the parsha ketana shebetfilin, which is Shema Yisrael. Echal dereisha b'mezuzatza. It's referring to an actual mezuzah, because the sefer says specifically Shema Yisrael by itself, which means the Reisha meant Shema Yisrael together with Vahayim Shemaya. So now we have a problem, really, just we have to really understand the Brice itself, because the Brice itself starts out with Klaf and Duch Sustos, and then it continues and says Klaf is Kedei Littula Parshik Tana Shabbatilim, which is Shema Yisrael. So it tells me that it's Kedei Littula Mezuzah, and then it tells me it's just Shema Yisrael. So we have a steer between the Reisha and the Sefer now. So now we're really confused in the Brisa. So Morris says, "Hachik Tani." This is Pshat. This is how you're supposed to read the Brisa. So we read it like this: Klav v'duchsustus shiurin b'kama. The Brisa is asking a question: what is the shiur for klav and duchsustus? Then we have to put in the following word: duchsustus kreilit little love mezuzah. Duchsustus is the amount you would write a mezuzah, because duchsustus is used for mezuzah. And klav kredit the law parsha ketana shebetfilin shehishma yisrael, and but klav the shear is smaller. You don't need shema and hayim shema. Just shema alone is enough for to be mechayev who saw by klav. Okay, so that's pshat in the brisa. Comes along Amar Rav. Rav says duchsustus harehi keklav. Duchsustus has the same halacha as klav. Ma klav kesen alav tefillin. Duchsustus is kesen alav tefillin. Duchsustus is kosher to use for tefillin. It's not only klav is kosher for tefillin, but duchsustus is also kosher for tefillin. Okay. No, actually, well, klav is the outer layer, and duchsustus is the inner layer. We didn't discuss which side of that layer. But the same with there's the inside of the inner layer and the outside of the inner layer, etc. We'll see more. We'll get to that also. But klav is kosher for tefillin. That's the outer layer. The chsusus is the inner layer, and Rav is saying that's also kosher for tefillin. So Morris says, one second. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah klav created little below parshak tanashe betefillin shishma Yisrael. So the Mora wants to understand this to indicate that if I potentially can use duchsustus, the more it says, it doesn't mention duchsustus, so it seems to be indicated that klav is what you're supposed to use for tefillin, whereas duchsustus doesn't mention the shear duchsustus is klei litzul of parsha ketana shebetefillin. So more answers the mitzvah. Since the preferred thing to use is klav, so in general you would use klav for tefillin and not duchsustus, therefore it is correct that the shear klav is okay. So that's the one. So that's the more we would use klav and not those sisters. Toshma halacha mash b'sinai tefillin ala klav u'mezuzah ala duch sisters. Okay. So now we have a gemara in Menachos, which Bryce quoted in Menachos, that there's halacha mash b'sinai, that there is a difference in halacha. Klav has to, tefillin has to be written on klav. Mezuzah has to be written al duchsustus, which is, by the way, how we pass. Then it continues and it says klaf b'makom baser. You're supposed to use the inner side of the outer layer, The chsusus b'makom masar, you're supposed to use the outer side of the inner layer. And you're right. But here the Brisa says explicitly that mezuzah is on tuchsustus and tefillin is on klav. And Rab is telling me that tuchsustus is kosher for tefillin also. And we have a halacha Moshe Sinai that you have to write it on klav, not on tuchsustus. So my answer is l'mitzvah. The Brisa means that it's preferred to write it on klav, but tuchsustus is also kosher. It's uncommon, right? The more it's not going to stand eventually. So, the more says, "Bahavatanya." The Braisa over there said, "Im shino is possible." And if you switch it around, I tell you this: tefillin is klaf, mezuzah is duchsustus. And if you switch it, it's possible. So, what are you telling me? It means the mitzvah. My answer is I'm mezuzah. So, yes, mezuzah must be written on duchsustus. So that there, im shina is, if you switch it and you write mezuzah on a klap, it's not kosher. But tefillin can go either way. And where it says, nope. But Tanya, there's a different brisa which says, shina bezeh u bezeh posel. If you switch it in this and that, so what's this and that, you write mezuzah on a klap, tefillin on duchsustus, and it's posel. More answers. Idi be idi amezuzah. But the shina bezeh ubezeh is referring to mezuzah. So I told you two halachas by mezuzah. A, you have to write it on the chsustus. B, you have to write it on the makom seir of the chsustus. If you change either of those things, it's possible. If you write mezuzah on the klav, or if you write it on the chsustus, but instead of writing on the outer side of the chsustus, which is the part closer to where the hair is, you write it on the side which is closer to where the meat was, the basar is pos. Okay. You hold the kasvino a klaf makam seir inami ad chsustus b'makam basar. So you write on klaf, I guess either side. And, you know, the halacha was, you know, was the chsustus b'makam seir. So the guy says, okay, I'll write a makom seir. You want makom seir? The best makom seir is klaf. Klaf is where the hair actually comes out of. Right? The klaf is the outer, you split the hide in half, the klaf is the outer piece. And I'll write it on the makom seir of the klaf. That's great. No, it has to be on duchsustus makom seir. Or you write this as makom basar, it's no good. That's one answer. Iboy say, mashina bezeh bezeh tanoihi. The truth is, this is not going to be machlokes tanoim. And in Chanami, there is definitely one Tana who holds not like Rav, who holds that Rav told us that you can write tefillin on the chsustus, and that this price is saying that no, you must write tefillin on klav, and if you switch, it's no good. So, but that's okay, because there's a different Tana. This is not like that. The Tanya, Shina Bezeh, Bezeh Apostle. Rabbi Acha is Machshir, Meshum Rabbi Achi Bar Chanino. And then Rabbi Acha, in the name of Rabbi Acha Bar Chanino, Rabbi Achi Bar Chanino says it's kosher. V'amir lo Meshum Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Chanino. And some say that it was in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Chanino. So we have a brisa which says that it's kosher. So Rav would be going like that he's referring. So now it's not clear what they're arguing on. Shinim Zeb is apostle, and he holds he's machshir. So what is it? What is he machshir? So Rav will understand that that which Rabbi Achi Bar Chanino or Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Chanino was machshir was the tefillin which are written on duchsustus are kosher. So the shina bezeh ubezeh is kosher. No, mezuzah on klav is possible, but tefillin on duchsustus, that's where he held that he disagreed with and said that's kosher. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Damar Kitana Devei Menashe. Debei Menashe. The truth is, if you want to find a Tana which says explicitly, like Rav, we have a Tana. Tana Debei Menashe. The Tana Debei Menashe. There's a Braisa which is learned in the Debei Menashe, in the Yeshiva of Menashe. It says the following. Kaswa ala Nayor, a person writes, I'm assuming it's referring to Tefillin, a person writes al Nayor, which means on papyrus, which is made out of paper, well, a matlis or a rag content paper on a garment. Sula ala Klaf, vala Kvil, valduchsustus, is kshere if you write it either on Klaf, which is the outer layer of the hide, on the gvil, which is without both layers together, without detaching it, valduchsustus, which is the inner layer, the loch is kshere. Kasumai, what are we referring to that you wrote that it says that it's kosher? Ilema mezuzah, if you tell me that the Bryce is referring to mezuzah. Mezuzah klaf mi kasvinan, you can't write mezuzah on klaf. Elav, it's referring to tefillin. So it's referring to tefillin, and you see like Rav, that on tuchsustus is kshev. Moore says, well, tamech, but according to your understanding of Papa, tefillin agvil mi kasvinan, you don't write tefillin agvil. Either klaf or tuchsustus, but not gvil. El kitanya hi b'sefer Torah. That price is referring to sefer Torah. There is no raya to Rav. Okay. Let's see if we can find the Braisa which will be a proof to Rav. The Braisa says, so the Braisa starts off, Tamatfilin Shal Yad, you can switch the Shal Rosh, because the Shal Rosh is considered more chomer than Shal Yad. So Malam Bakadish, you let it go from take the Tefillin Shal Yad, cut the parchments apart and put them into the, make into a Shal Rosh. And a Shal Rosh, you cannot lower down to Shal Yad, because you can't vein or read it. It's a similar type of application of the rule that you go up and you don't go down. The following Tefillin Shabalu, we say Vatar Shabalu, in Oisin Mehen Mezuzah. If tefillin wore out, and you want to say, okay, well, I'll take the shalyat of the tefillin, it has shema and has hayim shemaya, and I'll use it for mezuzah. Can't do that. Say with Torah Shabbat, you can't. The Torah just grapples with exactly where do you have a case of a sefer Torah where you have shema and hayim shemaya together. So the Torah says the case would be. Not that you had written in the Sefer Torah Shema B'Hayim Shemoya, you have, let's say, Shema written in the Sefer Torah at the bottom of a column. It came out. I mean, Mitzad Ikra Din of the Masara, there's only six places where you have to put something for Rosh Almud, right? And everything else you can really can do whatever you want. We have a certain standard which we use now, most Sefer Torah use nowadays, because developed by a sefer about 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago, which the advantage of what he, by setting it up in that way, you'll never get into machlokes between how to make the psuchas and sumas. So the chacham, he figured out, if you set it up this way, you'll never get involved in machlokes in the Rosh and the Rambam, how to set up psuchas and sumas, so that was a good, you'll avoid all of those problems. So it's kosher according to everybody. Plus there's a minute to start a column with a vav of you. But that's not Mikra Din. So theoretically, I could have Shema coming out the bottom of the page, and there's enough Gilyan on the bottom that I could write in Vahayim Shema if I wanted. Or vice versa, I had Vahayim Shema at the top of the page, of the column, and there's enough room to write Shema on top. So I'll take the Sefer Torah, cut out Vahayim Shema, write Shema on top, and put it in the mezuzah. Can't do it because you're being married. The Kedusha of Sefer Torah is greater than that of a mezuzah, and you can't use the Sefer Torah for a mezuzah. So you can't do it lefish ein meridin mikedusha chamura lekedusha kala. You can't go from a higher level of kedusha to a lower level of kedusha. Now, time, or the reason why you can't do it is Dain Meridin. Because you're not allowed to go down. It means Homer Reedin. But had there been the Lacha been that you're allowed to lower Kedusha, you would be able to demote the tefillin to a sefer. Had the Lacha been you're allowed to go down, you could take your tefillin and convert it into a mezuzah. The Chsiva Amai, what is it written now? So Sefer Torah is kosher on Duchsustus. So you have a Sefer Torah which is written in Duchsustus, now you want to take it and write, use it for mezuzah. What was the tefillin written on that you're now making it into a mezuzah? Mezuzah has to be written on Duchsustus. Lav, isn't it the Chsiva on Duchsustus? It's written on Duchsustus. So you see Rav's halacha, that tefillin can be written on Duchsustus. Now the tefillin wore out. He wants to convert it into a mezuzah. He said, no, you can't, because of the halacha of Ein Meridin. But were it not for that halacha, you could have converted it into a mezuzah. It's a riot to Rav. Where it says, no. The Chsiva al klav, it was written on klav. And now you're converting the tefillin into a mezuzah. The Gemara says, mezuzah klav mikasvina. Can you write mezuzah on klav? The Gemara says, yes, you could. So that's a new thing. Until now we had halacha Moshe Mesinai, mezuzah on duchsustus. And we said, shina bezeh, bezeh is possible. You can't switch mezuzah from duchsustus to klav. And now we're saying that this Tana of this Braisa holds that you could write mezuzah on klav. Because what Tanya, kosur ala klav, ala miyor, vala matlis, is psula. So this Braisa says you wrote it on a klav, on the yor, and on matlis. The Tana Kama says it's psula. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that Rameyer hayakosu al klaf, he would write on a klaf mipi shemishnameris mipi. You have mipnei? Okay. I read it last night. I said I read mipnei, and I'm looking at it right now. It says mipi. Okay. Yeah, it should be mipnei because it lasts longer. Apparently, the klaf, which wasn't next to the buser, has a greater longevity. What? I don't know which one's thicker. You know, when you cut it down the middle, I'm not sure. I know this from the Gemara. I don't know what the physical mitzvah is, what it looks like, what the difference is. Okay. So Rameyer held that you could write mezuzah on klav. So Morris says, you know what? Hash the osis lahachi. Now that we've found out that there is clearly a Tana which holds you can write mezuzah on a klav, the Rav Nami. Now Tosfos says what happened was that Rav came along one day and said that klav and duchsustus are equal. So they assumed he meant that you can same way you can write tefillin on a klav, you can write. Tulan duchsustus. Moshe says, no, that's not what Rav meant. The Rav Nami, loy tema duchsustus hareu ke klav, ele ema klav hareu ke duchsustus. What Rav went on to say that they're equal was in the same way Tulan can be written on duchsustus, same way mezuzah can be written on duchsustus, mezuzah can also be written on klav, but not that Tulan can be written on duchsustus. Ema klav reo kituk sustus, mat duch sustus kaisen lov mezuzah, af klav kaisen lov mezuzah. But enechanami tefillin can only be written on klav, not duch sustus. And that's how we pass. Okay. Like after all that, you find out that you had the story wrong, right? Sakrashi. Duchsustus is klaf shenitlo kliposo halyona. It's the parchment without the outer layer of the parchment. Mezuzah shema b'hayim shema is both parches together. Shebet tefillin. The mezuzah in the tefillin. Hasam Dalit Igris the Dalit Parshias. There's four little pieces of parchment for the four Parshias. Vishir Bechad Minayu, and we estimate the amount based on one of them. Tanushma Ketana Shebehem, which is the smallest of them, that's the Shir Hutzah, is each one of those parchments obviously is significant. The smallest one is the smallest Shir for significance. That's Shema. Thomas is daimling in truma cuz the mean be yud has double per kam so there was talking by that safer is with Thomas daim so the Tanakh kam says it comes along Shimon ben Yehuda the name of Shimon only we touch the tzitza who had the fushal or that's the form that you made out of ore she khatu khudal batim come in base yad shal or he igros besechet which is then formed, it's formed into the four batim together. It looks like a hand. Spreads out to four parts. And the igris, the parchments, is inside of it. Came along Rabbi Zakkai, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, and said, till you touch the mezuzah atzma. Hein o igris, hein besech batim. It's only tame if you touch the actual parchment. It refers to the parchment as mezuzah. So the Braisa is referring to the mezuzah in the tefillin. The Mor says no. Of that Braisa, that Braisa continues and says, Klav is the mouth of Parsha Ketana Sheva Tefillin. That Braisa, which we quoted earlier, it says in the Sefer Klav, Kedetalov Chaldereisha, is referring to actual mezuzah. Now, Bakasha Reisha Sefer, you have a steer on the Braisa. The Braisa says, Klav is like a mezuzah. Klav is like Parsha Ketana Sheva Tefillin. So make up your mind, what is Klav like? So Mori answered, Klav Enduch Sustus. Shiur and Shokolechad Bekama, each one, what is it, Shiur? And the answer is, Duch Sustus is Ksei Little of Mezuzah. Ad Duch Sustus Koi. Lachosat Tefillin, because you can't use Duch Sustus for Tefillin. You can only use it for mezuzah. So then the shir here is going to be Shema and Hayim Shemar together. The sefer portion, the sefer continues and explains that a klaf, parsha ketana shebetulon, klaf is for a smaller amount. It's just for Shema alone. So Rav said they're the same, which more understood to mean that you could write tefillin on duch sustus. And we asked the Kasha of our Mishnah, it says, Klav in Duch Sustus Lo. Duch Sustus Lo Yhavi B'Shir Azut, it's not with the smaller shear, Kihai of Klav, which is going to be just Shema Alam. Ela B'Chtei Lichtei Beis Parashis, the Mezuzah, you need Shema and Hayim Shemoya. Vi Duch Sustus Chazi L'Tfilin, if you can use Duch Sustus for Tfilin, Havle l'shiure kishir zut tefillin. You should have been said that he of hitzah and duch sustus would be the small amount which you find by tefillin, which is just shema by itself. So more answers to the mitzvah. Mitzvah in a book called klaf binan. We prefer klaf, and therefore v'stam of the cholinish mitzvah me'al yosa of it. People normally would do it in the better way. Therefore. People do not designate duch sustus to be used for tefillin. It's something which is not normally designated for that purpose, so you can't tell me that he's going to be chayiv if people never use it for that purpose. Now. So Mor says Shino Bezev is as possible. Limazuz it's different limazuz in Kassel or Klav. It's possible. Then it says Shino Bezev Mezuz. Shino Bezev is as possible. What's different? They're both different to mezuzah. Hold the Kassel Klav. I feel a Mavakum Seir. So you did properly. You wrote Mavakum Seir, but you wrote on a Klav. The Kolshken Mavakum Basser. Obviously, if you wrote took the klav, wrote on the inner side of the klav, which is the part which is closer to the basar, then that's no good. Hilchos of Mezuzah B'Makom Seir. Mezuzah has to be written B'Makom Seir. Or if a person wrote on Duxustus, which is the right thing, but he wrote on the wrong side of the Duxustus, B'Makom Bas. Okay, the more brought a Braisa, which says Rabbi Acham Machshir. Doesn't say what he's Machshir, but Rav Muki L'Rabbi Achi Atzfilin the Kosin Al-Duxustus. He says, when he says Machshir, he means, again, according to the assumption, another Rav is referring to Tfilin on the Sustas as Kosher. That's what Rabbi Achi had meant to say. Vomer Kibos say, so he has the Tana Rabbi Achi saying like Rav. Yor Shalasab is made out of reeds. Kvil is Ma'ubid Bafotzim. Satosis understands Kvil means that you have to use both layers together, it's called Kvil. Rashi says the difference in Kvil and Klav is whether it was Ma'ubid Bafotzim or not. Tosis has raised his issues with that. He holds that, which means you tell me that Klav is without being Ma'ubid Bafotzim. And the Brisa says Shevetar is kosher on Klav. And that he has a Gemara that's not so. He brings the issue of the Klav, but the enemy mufatsim, which doesn't seem to say Rashi says it. But that's what Rashi says. That's you can't write an enemy mufats because he has a brings the Gemara Megillah, so.
What's
Afatsim? Afatsim are gallnuts. Now, I don't know what gallnuts are, but that's what they're called. And apparently they have some type of this plant called the gallnut. If you take the nut of the gallnuts and you crush it, you make some type of a paste or something out of it, and you would put it it would chemically react with the parchment and change it. It comes up in Gittin that in regards to let's see if I recall correctly, that the way they would erase, if it would be Mu'upitz, you could tell if it was erased. But if it wasn't Mu'upitz, you couldn't tell if it was erased. And, so it wouldn't leave that same type of impact on the parchment. It had an open. So there it discusses the difference in regards to writing a get on some, or a star on something which is not an open. Well, you can't tell if it's been erased. So they're like, I gotta have the guy write the star, have the item sign on the bottom, and then go change the star afterwards. So that's where the discussion comes up over there. But so Mupitz is the. I don't recall. Send a member. I once had a science teacher. Had a science teacher in Tells. He was a fellow with a PhD in science. And he was about Shuvah, and he taught us. He gave us a chemistry. We had an elective, a special chemistry class. He gave the elective. He had isolated what he had from gallnuts. What he thought was the active ingredient, which and we made. Klaff in class. We made Dio in class. And apparently Potsim is used in Dio also. Can be used in Dio also. And he had isolated the ingredient which he felt, the chemical which he felt was, the compound which he felt was what it was. We made Dio in class from different things. So but I don't know what it looks like, the thing originally. Anyway. What? I don't remember how to do it. It's not alive anymore. So this is going back to 1976. I'm sure it does. Okay. Yerusha Sama Gavil Mopas Bafatsim Asiyeli L'Rav. It says Kiyotze, but Reisha the Brisa starts off with Tefillin Shalyad in Oysen Asel Shalrosh. You can change Shalyad to Shalrosh, but in Shalrosh. In us in the social yard, the fish ever read it. Similarly, as Tevatar Shabbalah, Ein Mechatchan Mimenu Yuriya, Shaparsh Yishma, Vahim Shemoya, Besoycha, Lekabim Mezuzah. So Rashi says you get that Yuriya has both there and use it for Mezuzah. You can't do that. Very long Yuriya. So you couldn't do that. Some more.
I would say for Torah, it can maybe get worn out after it's been used to roll. But it's filming. It's stationary. Exposure to the elements.
They wore it to him the whole day.
Yeah, but they were inside.
Right, but I mean, the whole tooling could wear. I mean, you know, they were tooling the whole day. They're out in the fields. They were tooling the whole day.
Oh, even when they were working.
They were tooling the whole day. Yeah, when they were working. That was. I mean, you had them see a das on the tooling. They were working. And they were thinking about the tooling. Okay, so it, I imagine it wore out. It says what was written on the chard lab to see about the mezuzah shehu kasher the mezuzah. Hell, hamarid and oisin. Had you been marid, you could do it, but it's no good because you write a rav, you can write a mezuzah. The Morris says no, it's the other way around. Hashas the hachi the mezuzah klaf ksheira. Latem a mezuzah the rav the mezuzah areu could klaf, but rather klaf areu could the mezuzah. So you can use klaf for mezuzah also. Okay.